She said she has one more nose cast, then she's leaving. Lisa Campbell, our lovely news lady from WYOD and also Hot 105, is leaving. She's a wonderful person, a great American, even if she did bring the picture of her baby with the umbilical cord and all the afterbirth on, which I think we could have lived without. Remember that? Right in the middle of lunch that day. Bitch. But anyway, we wish her the best of luck in Atlanta. She's great. She's dynamite. And we're going to miss her badly, but not the afterbirth. Maybe she can send us the pictures. Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello. Hello.
Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, bad phone.
I'm in the Mississippi Village.
Can't hear you. Call me back some other day, some other time, some other phone. Two open lines a day, 7-5. I can't let that go on the air. You know, it's just not fair to the audience. It's not fair to me. And it blows. And one open line on the green line, 1-800-944. See, I gotta admit, you know, people wait and they wait and they wait, and then they're like on for like 5 seconds, and they like really maybe even have something to say, although I doubt it. And then you just have to blow them off. But I mean, you know, show is not for the callers; it's for the listeners. You want to hear something like something like this, Coral Springs. Hello.
Yeah, Neil.
Yeah. Yeah, something like, yeah, like that. How you doing, sir?
The king of South Florida radio.
Yes, speaking.
I want to congratulate you on your new lineup. Very happy for you. I hope they're keeping you happy.
They're keeping everybody real happy.
Good, good, good. And I love the new lineup. I think they're going to do real well. And as far as that Michael Jackson thing goes, dumping him in Disney World, they should have.
Yeah.
I like Michael, but not enough to buy anything.
Okay. You know?
And all in all, you got me nervous, Neil.
Just calm down. Take a deep breath.
My wife is listening right now.
Oh, that's why you're nervous.
Probably.
She's going to be judging you on the quick. She's going to be, like, scoring you, like the Olympics, you know?
Yep.
She'll give you, like, a 5.8 for style, a 4.2 for, like, a composure, and a 0 for substance so far.
Yeah, she'll give me one of those frog ratings, 5.2.
Right, exactly.
If I'm real lucky.
Yeah.
If I'm real lucky. But she can't do any of that stuff either. Every time I try and get her on the line with you, she won't do it.
Why not?
She won't do it. I've called you a couple times, and every time I've always told you she's
right. Well, tell her to grow a pair for crying out loud.
And if you ask, she says she already has. She's got mine.
Yeah, right.
Well, good luck, Neil.
Probably right in the palm of her hand.
We love you very much.
Okay.
And just in case she isn't listening, she's not sure who it is, Lori, you're a douchebag.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. He was all right. Just a little bit nervous and intimidated by his wife for fear that she might cut him off. Now, in the past, up until the last few months, that expression had a different significance. But now when you say a guy's afraid his wife or girlfriend's going to cut him off, it has like a little bit different slant. Here's Oldsmar. Hello.
Hello, God.
Yes.
I'm on a green line, but my hair is blue.
We have an open line on the blue line, green line. 1-800. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Neil?
Pretty good, sir.
Just a couple things. First of all, that thing in Joe Robbie Stadium now, no smoking.
Yeah.
I guess pretty soon, if you're walking down the road with a cigarette in your hand, you'll probably be arrested.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Straight to Rayford.
Ooh. Second of all, the nudity ban that they're coming up with in the whole state of Florida. So I guess if you have to take your clothes off to take a shower, you can also be arrested.
Did you hear that thing? They said that, like, if you're sunbathing in your backyard and you got, like, a bare ass, that you're also going to be breaking the law. And, like, if you moon somebody, I mean, definitely go right to Rayford, right to death row.
Cock-a-moon.
Exactly. If you do the old cock-a-moon out the window.
It's
getting to the point, and the public is so stupid because they're worried about, is Nancy going to win the gold medal tonight? They just keep taking away more rights and more rights and more rights. And pretty soon, everything is against the goddamn law. If you pick your nose with the wrong finger, they're going to stick your ass in jail.
Well, it's just little by little, day by day, another freedom they take away from
us. Right, and the public is too stupid to know a goddamn thing. It's just pathetic, pal. It's sad.
Well, now that I'm all depressed...
Yes?
I'd like to request a shameless request.
Absolutely.
Well, I called you last week. I'm one of them shutter clowns that hang around and swing from buildings, put up shutters.
Yeah.
And we have a guy named JR, and I'd like to dedicate the Puff Palace card to him, if you could play that.
No problem.
Oh, far out. And for all the installers out there, you know who you are, Bowerman, Raleigh, Cobb, Freelo, Gagman, Bagelman, Ponytail, you are all a bunch of swinging, highfalutin, ugly, goosebang.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Neil. Have a good day.
Nice job. Where is it?
Isn't it funny how some tastes just take you back? Like when you were a teenager. Remember sitting on your porch on a cool summer evening, popping a zit with your fingers and then eating it? Well, the great taste is back at the Puss Palace. Yes, delicious, creamy, soft-serve puss in a cone or a dish with your choice of toppings. All the great tastes of your body you enjoyed as a kid, like warm earwax, scab chips, and our new booger bits. The Puss Palace. I scream, you scream, we all scream for puss.
11:33 at WIMD. So anyway, speaking of how stupid the world is, and especially in this country where stupidity is a very, very valued commodity, and the dumber you are, the more they admire you, like Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger. The more illiterate you are, and the dumber you are, and the more you act like a bozo, or like Roseanne, for example, is a good example. The more money you're going to make, and the more they admire and love you and fondle you. So last night at the hockey game, usually they have these trivia questions that really, really have something to do with hockey. And usually the answer is either Roger Nielsen or Dennis Potvin, some self-serving thing, you know, for the Panthers. Last night's question was when the Washington Caps came into the league in 1974-75 during their inaugural season, who was the president of the U.S., which has nothing to do with hockey, of course. But they were the visiting team. But anyway, so they put up the four choices. Let's see, it was Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, or Jimmy Carter. And most of the trivia questions I get right because they're pretty simple. Like, who was the first goalie to wear a mask in an NHL game? If you don't know it was Jacques Plante, then you know absolutely nothing. You're like in the John Moynihan class of hockey. You know nothing about the game. So, I mean, this one, you figure, okay, let's see. Nixon was impeached in August of 74. He left office in that month. And, of course, the hockey season starts like in October or November. So Gerald Ford was obviously the president back then. And I'm saying Gerald Ford, and even my friend Big Al, who knows the right people but don't always know the right answers, Big Al is saying, I think you're wrong. I think it was, first it's Lyndon Johnson, who of course didn't run again in 68, which is like only 7 years before that, 6 years. And then it was Jimmy Carter. Well, Jimmy Carter got elected in 76, Al. But, I mean, these are like simple questions like in our lifetime, many of us, okay? And it's like, I don't know. What time's Nancy on tonight? 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Be there. I mean, it's just, I'm not saying that everybody's got to be a bookworm or a great scholar on history or whatever else. But, I mean, I'm talking about really dumb people, man. Not you, Al. But, I mean, I'm just using that as an example. Al's not the kind of guy you want to call dumb, ever. But it just boggles the mind. What is wrong with people? And how is it possible? If you worked at it, could you possibly be so stupid?
Yes.
As most of the people out there. It's like they take a course in professional stupidity. And anything that has any significance in the history of the human race, they don't know nothing about it. Nothing. Gerald Ford, of course, I guess that fits right in, because was there anybody ever dumber in the Congress than Gerald Ford? One of the dumbest people in the history of the human race. And also a member of the Warren Commission. But now we're getting way off the beaten track, getting too serious, getting off onto a whole tangent. We don't want to do that. Thank God. It's 11:36 at WIOD and WSUN. If you're a sports fan, like to mix in a little food and fun and a little ass while you're watching your favorite team kick some on the ice, on the court, whatever it might be, then Hooligan's Pub and Oyster Bars are the perfect place to do it. They've got it all on over 20 big screen TVs. They got your Panther game tomorrow night, of course, for sure, from Sunshine out of Washington, and your favorite basketball games, and all the Olympics, too, I'm sure. God. And Hooligan's menu's got something for everybody, too, like fresh shucked seafood and clams and prime rib and steak and chicken wings and sandwiches and even a great late-night menu, too. Tonight, kick off your weekend with Hooligan's big complimentary seafood buffet between 5 and 7. Saturday night is 60s night with great 60s music, plus enjoy a 16-ounce T-bone steak with fries and slaw for only $6.
Hey, Carmine Abatello.
Yeah.
Also, when I worked at a little radio station, everyone used to complain about the bad breath and the mouthpieces from the previous jock.
Yeah.
With jazz working there, do you change the mouthpieces every day?
No, we just fumigate the studio at 8 o'clock.
And you should get your contract.
Six, whenever the hell he's off.
You should get your contract.
Thanks, Fred.
Verification unit.
Okay. Have a great day, Pally. See ya. We have an open line at Broward, 5249463. Yeah, Western Omelet. What race is that in? It's in some race tonight. I'm just going to be watching real, real close. Okay? I had you last time, Pal, at 8-1. I cashed the ticket. Some people don't believe me. Some people have got the answer on every race, even though they don't necessarily have the horses that I cash, even though I'm losing my ass. I'm not really losing my ass. I'm just not making any money. But we got some people who are the experts. They're making $1,800 and $1,500 and $25,000 and $50,000, and they got all the answers to every goddamn race. And no, you wouldn't have had to bet three. There was a lock, and it went up in the air, and it went on the outside, and this one, oh, Jesus, get out of my face already. God, your breath is starting to destroy me. It's 1148 at WIOD, WSUN.
610 WIOD.
O'Neill, my queen. God.
Merlin Olsen for STD.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Merlin. You feeling all right? You're covered with running sores.
I think I'm going blind, too.
Sounds like syphilis, Merlin.
Could be. Somebody just sent me this lovely STD pick-it-up bouquet.
The STD pick-it-up bouquet?
That's right, Bob. A selection of Petri dishes, each containing a virulent and highly contagious sexually transmitted disease.
Who would send you something like that?
Oh, ex-wife, disgruntled girlfriend, could be any number of people. You know, I played pro ball for a number of years, and there's a lot of casual sex on the road.
Well, it's nice to know that somebody somewhere is thinking about you.
Yeah.
Spread the joy and the germs with an STD pick-it-up bouquet. STD, it's the next best thing to being there, doing it.
It's 11:52 at WIOD. Two open lines are both in Broward now. I wondered how long that would take to start. 524-9463. We buried the 9 to 10 hour this morning. If anybody missed it, came in here live, did a little 9 to 10, played some old ACN stuff. Had a pretty interesting, very fast time. No more tapes, no more warmed over hour between 9 and 10. We got the Tampa Trends allegedly coming out sometime between 1 and 2 this afternoon. If, of course, in the kindness of their hearts, they find the time and the desire to fax them over, which I doubt. And that's it. Here's Largo. Hello. Largo, gone. Let's try Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
U.S. Air blows. I was one of those people that got suckered into believing something.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the airport, you go to pick up somebody, and they tell you the flight's going to be in at 11:15. So you race down 95. You go running into the airport. You try to find a spot. You run into the airport. Boom. Won't be in until 1 o'clock. After you call ahead of time, it says it's on time.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
So next time, show up about 3-4 hours late. You'll be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just pissed off. I just wonder if I could hold it for a while, because I've got, you know, plenty of time to kill here.
If you could hold it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not too tight. We have two open lines a day at 751 and two in Broward, 524. And here's Hollywood. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Neil. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, how about them Panthers last night? What happened to them?
They sucked.
I know, didn't they? You know what they need to do? They need to get Sweet Dougie Gilmore down there to give them some lessons, huh?
They sucked. They played a crappy game. They were in a coma. What can I tell you, man? They sucked.
They must have the Pee Wee League team down there.
Yeah, evidently. I think Pee Wee was playing for him last night.
My grandma's got one leg. She played better than him last night.
Yeah.
That was disgusting.
Were you there?
No, I didn't. I wouldn't.
Well, how do you know then?
I wouldn't be here today.
Get out of here. This guy wasn't even there, wasn't on television, but he knows it was disgusting. You obnoxious, pus-filled piece of walking smarm. And what's going on here all of a sudden that we've been smoking since 9:09 or whatever the hell it was this morning? What is this? That I got my soup in here and we're having a little bit too enjoyable of a day? Is that what's bothering yous? Well, if Boca Bryan can say it, I guess I can. We have two open lines in Dade, 751, and all of Broward all of a sudden has just decided that's the end of us for today. Have a great weekend. Goodbye at 524-9463. Now, Jazz is going to be on this afternoon from 2 to 6, filling for Rick and Suds for the last time. Maybe we could get him in here a couple hours early. Huh? Maybe he can start burning it just a little bit early today. Here's Sarasota. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Are you tired?
No, not at all.
Well, you sound tired.
Tired of what? Tired of calls like this. What do you want, sir? Let's go. I don't sound tired. What do you want? Nothing, just a crank. Open line on the green line, 1-800-944. Here's Coral Springs on the star line. Hello.
Hello?
Yes? Let's go to Hallandale on the pound line. Hello.
Oh, my God. What morons.
Yes, sir. One after another. They just the hit parade. Oh. We left the S off.
We could have tied last night. We should have tied last night.
No, we should not have tied last night. If we'd have been playing a team that was playing well last night, it would have been 10 to nothing.
True.
Washington was also like sleepwalking last night, and we're lucky that there was any interest at all.
That's true. We are better than the Caps, though. They stink.
You know something? That's not the point, whether they stink or they don't stink. The fact is, you haven't been watching them the last couple of weeks since they put Schoenfeld in charge. They've been playing very, very well. And if they would have played that way last night, we could have all left before the third period started.
You're right. You're probably right.
So this business of calling this team stinks, that's got nothing to do with it. When you get to the big game, that's not the time to come out going through a sleepwalk like we did last night. That was embarrassing.
I agree.
Was really pathetic.
I agree. I was there. The popcorn was stale. Anyway, a couple calls ago, the guy was talking about Soupy Sales.
Yeah.
Richard Gere gave Through the Mouse a new meaning, didn't he? Remember Soupy? Through the Mouse?
Yeah.
Neil, I want Bill Clinton. I want him now.
We have an open line in the pound lounge at the Pound IOD. Let's go to... Get out of here. Mike Palmateer. Well, what is that? Mike Palmateer is on there. Why would you put that on there? You believe that? You used to be a goalie for the Toronto Maple Leafs?
No, I didn't believe it.
Huh?
I didn't believe it.
Every pudwhacker in America is on the phone right now. Must be getting time to get a grip on life. Two open lines in Dade, 751, one in Broward, 524, Mike Palmateer. Here's a mobile in Lake Worth. Hello.
Hello, Neil?
Yes, sir.
Good morning. I got a little trivia, hockey question and harness racing question.
Oh, Jesus, that's the end of this show.
Neil?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the Hall of Fame defenseman?
No, we don't want to do trivia, sir. Go find a trivia show. Go call up Mike Spindell at his office, okay? We don't do trivia. We don't do jokes. We have a little verbal intercourse here. I'm not interested in trivia, okay, man? Get out of my puss. Go away. Look at that. He's pointing the finger, I think, at you, George. He said he wanted, that's Michael on there. He says, I want you now. Or something. Here's Largo. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Last week you were saying the Olympic hockey teams, you can't find any good names. We forgot the one main player on the 1984 team.
Yeah.
Pat LaFontaine. What about him?
Yeah, so
can't
there's...
Brought nothing about it.
There's two. Chelios and Pat LaFontaine.
Sergei Fedorov, the Russian. Pavel Burr.
Who?
Pavel Burr. Whatever the hell his name is. Alex Kovalev.
Kovalev, the Rangers, yeah.
Sergei Zubov.
Who?
Sergei Zubov.
Zubov, yeah.
All these star players in any name.
Like I said, they all played in the Olympics.
But anyways, I told you...
The Olympic hockey sucks, man.
I know. But anyways, you're saying... I told you 2 weeks ago that your team would be falling apart, and they're now right behind the...
You know something? We're still 8 points ahead of your team, so when you guys catch us, call me back with a big mouth, okay, asshole? He told me that our team would be falling apart. In the meantime, we're still got 62 points, which is a hell of a lot than many, many other teams in the league, including several more than you guys got, okay? So when you guys start getting really close, when you're like right on the edge of a major experience, call me back and let me know. And in the meantime, dummy up, okay? With this West Coast mentality, oh, you guys this, and wait till we kick your ass. Well, I hate to break the news to you. We're not playing anymore this year, and we already kicked your ass every time we let you have 1 point just to make you feel a little bit better. So cut with the big talk. Always the big talk. Big talk, big talk. But when it comes time to show, to put it out there on the line, to stick it right in your nose, they just can't do it. What is he eating in there, by the way? Is that shrimp stuff that you're eating? Oh, God. Blah! Get serious, man. Do you know what they do with that stuff before they put it on the plate? You know what they got in the back room over there in those Oriental restaurants? Have you ever seen? Oh, my God. While they're slicing up the cat, well, I'm sorry. It's lunchtime. I don't want to get anybody too grossed out. So anyway, now have we got word yet, by the way? Did we get a call from John Stewart, our close personal friend over there? Or is he probably also at the seminars up in West Palm Beach? Because I have on the note here, it says Tom is at the seminar in West Palm, so he won't be able to talk with Neil or Randy until next week. Signed, Todd Leeser. Love you and kisses at the seminar in West Palm. The management seminar with all the... maybe there's nobody over there, which would be a hell of a good excuse. So the Tampa Trends will be out sometime between 1 and 2, but probably we won't get them.
South Florida's news, talk, and entertainment station. News Talk Radio 610, WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Keep an eye on your kids. We'll tell you why in just a moment. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Campbell, News Talk Radio 610 WIOD.
We're going to still see some widely separated showers today, tonight, and tomorrow. For the most part, though, we're going to see cooler temperatures coming up for the weekend.
Bye. Bye.
News Talk Radio 610 WIOD presents The Neil Rogers Show. To talk with Neil, dial 751-WIOD from Dade. In Broward, 524-WIOD. Outside the 305 area code, toll-free 1-800-944-WIOD. And Bell South Mobility customers make it a free call by dialing *IOD. Now, The Neil Rogers Show on News Talk Radio 610 WIOD.
Father O'Toole, God.
That damn faggot, I can't stand him.
Father Lane, he spends his spare time showing photographs of all the boys he's had the pleasure to know. In the confessional, you hear a moan. He is not alone. Behind the altar is the father with no underwear. Beneath the altar is a boy with oiled palms. The congregation prays while looking on. They're automatons. Father Lane is making sins and telling lies. There beneath the church, his holy eyes, I sin. And meanwhile, back now, Father Lane, he gets a letter from the cardinal of accusations of his one and only sin. As Father Lane begins to wear a grin, they are moving him.
Not again.
Father O'Toole, God.
No. Father Lane is making sins and telling lies. There beneath the church's holy eyes, I sin. And meanwhile, back now, Father Lane is in the back room of the rectory with the altered boy who's now down on his knees, planting kisses on his rosary. A little religious squeeze.
Father, please.
Father Lane is making sins and telling lies. Church's holy eyes, Father Lane.
1208 at WIOD. Good God, that's good, man. We have an open line in Dade County, 751. Jazz McKay for Rick and Suds this afternoon from 2 to 6. Defoe tonight with Sports Talk with the Mad Dog, Jim Mandich, live from the Don Shula Golf Tournament at the what? At the Fontainebleau. Oh, boy. That Defoe's getting those tough assignments again. Vegas for a while. Then the spring training camp for the Marlins up in Melbourne for a while. And now the Fontainebleau. Tough assignments for Defoe.
Oh,
yeah. Here's a mobile in Coconut Creek. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Neil.
Buenas to you, sir.
That was probably one of the best bits I've heard in a long time.
Well, I'm happy for you.
You could just sit along and hum along to it.
You can do a hum job to it, right.
Uh-huh. Hey, I went to Pompano Parkway tonight, probably the first time this season.
You went to where?
Pompano.
Yeah.
What happened there in that sixth race? Were you there Wednesday night?
Wednesday night? No, I was not there.
Oh, you missed it in the sixth race. The number 10 horse was so favored, Golden something or other.
Yeah.
And the number one horse was favored also. I ended up playing number one in Hennessy, because Hennessy usually comes in. Played the 112 combination, $2 bet, $220 return.
Great. Nice going, pal.
Can't beat
that. So what are you complaining about?
I'm not complaining. I was having a good time. Everybody else was complaining.
Well, screw them. Screw them. Adopt that fat rich philosophy at the track. As long as you're cashing, screw everybody else.
I'm making money. I'm
there
happy.
You go. Screw all those other bastards.
That's all I wanted to call about.
Well, nice going, Pally.
All right.
See
you.
Loan me $50. Oh, and by the way, the guy who called yesterday, that cheapskate who won the big triple at Gulfstream, and how much are they going to take out? And he don't want to. They don't take anything out unless it's over $5,000, according to the expert, Mr. Fat, who should know because he's the expert on everything. Everything. And he gives me the song and the dance. You know, we got 3 hockey games next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Not that we don't have plenty of people clamoring for those seats, by the way. But I said to him, to try to be a nice guy after the game last night, I said, oh, and by the way, if you need an extra seat, because Big Al's always kind enough, because his wife don't care about the games, and quite frankly, Woody, we don't want to see you there anyway. I got a client right up there. It just happened to be right up there by the track Monday and Wednesday and Friday. Plus the fact what he doesn't want to admit is he's making so much more there than he's ever made before in his life that he just can't afford not to be going to the track. We can handle that, okay? We'll survive without you, fatso. God. Try to do something nice for somebody and they're, no, I can't. It's my track nights. No, I'll be right up there. I'm right up there by Toothless's house, by his pup tent. By his mud hut. We have an open line. It's in Broward, 524-9463. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Buenas tardes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Buenas tardes.
Listen, you were talking about Joe Robbie Stadium.
Right.
I had a great time last year during the Marlins season, but a couple of things happened that left a bitter taste in my mouth.
Really?
Number one was smoking.
Little scope couldn't hurt.
They had the family section, which I was not sitting in, and I wasn't too sure about the rules. I was sitting there smoking a cigarette. Obviously, some smelly bitch went over, complained to the guy that stands there to check to make sure you have the right tickets. He comes over and tells me I can't sit there and smoke. Well, I got up and went down the stairs and went out, you know, in the area there and smoked my cigarette. But later on, I thought about it. There was no... I didn't know the rules. There was no rules against me smoking there, but because somebody complained, they made me...
Smelly bitch.
They made me get up and move. He told me, you know, not to sit there and smoke.
Yeah.
But I was in a section where smoking was allowed.
That must be the faggot police, man. If you stick one in your mouth and you burn it, man, you're history.
Then another,
they're after you in 2 shakes of a lamb's thing.
I went to a game one night, and I had my tickets about 2 months ahead of time. I had 4 seats in a row. A whole group of people come. There must have been 200 people, and they all sat down in that section. Here's the guy and his whole family sitting in my seat. So I showed him my ticket. I said, you're sitting in my seat. He goes, oh, no, we got the... tickets for this section. The group we're with has the tickets for this section. So I went over and got the guy that takes care of the tickets. He goes, well, this is a whole group and they're together. I said, what the hell are you talking about? The tickets the guy had no seat numbers on them.
Oh, that's good.
And they were trying to convince me to move because
I think you're being a little bit unrealistic, okay?
It's a whole group, so why should I make them...
I think you're trying to sit in your own seats, and I think that's really unrealistic.
Well, I told the guy he was full of it, and I was sitting in my seats, and I did make him move.
Attaboy. Hey. Yeah.
Listen,
screw these bastards that come and sit in the wrong seats.
You're talking about Fat Richard.
Just like these two guys in front of us last night who I am positive must have been in the wrong seats the whole night, including the one guy from New York who I just wish would get on a first bus and go back, even though they were Panther fans. This guy, he's doing like a whole running commentary, like during the entire first period until somebody finally threatened life and limb.
I go with a buddy of mine once in a while, and we get the upper deck seats, and he likes to go down in the lower seats and hunt around for seats. And I've done it with him once or twice. You go and you sit in somebody's seat, then they come to get in their seats, and it's
embarrassing. That's embarrassing as hell.
But it's embarrassing.
Of
and I'm
course.
Like, you know, then you have to move again. And whenever I go and do that, I miss half the stinking game trying to play in musical chairs. It's not worth it to me. I'd rather sit in the upper deck.
Oh, yeah, but you
got to
understand, most of our fans don't care about whether they see the game or not. They show up about 10 minutes into the first period, sometimes almost at the end of the first period, and they leave 10 minutes before the end of the game, so they don't care. They're just there to go out and stand in the hallway and smoke and have a couple of pretzels and to show everybody that they're there.
Well, I'll tell you, one more thing. You're talking about gambling. I had my guts ripped out the other night. I went to bingo. I haven't played in over a year.
Uh-huh.
Went up to the Indian.
Yep.
The jackpot, it had to go. On the 53rd number, I needed I-27, and my mother was also waiting. She needed I-25.
Yeah.
$35,000.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it. And my guts, I mean, that ripped my guts out. I can't stand it. You get down and need one number. It's like your dog. You need that one dog to win a lot of money.
Okay.
And it doesn't come in.
I'll see you at Pompano tonight.
All right, later.
Okay, we have an open line in day. It's 751. Guys, give me a sob story. You lost, pal. You lost. 1214 at WIOD and WSUN.
Okay, Marlon.
Wait till the drugs wear off, man, and you wake up and realize where you are. Here's Moral Gables. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's up, Neil?
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. Got a question for you.
Okay.
football, because I've been hearing plenty of hockey already. I'm tired of it.
Are you?
When are the Dolphins going to beat the Jets, baby? We took them twice last year, and once the year
before
that, we were lousy.
What is this we crap?
That's right, we.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Gables.
Yeah.
Mo Jet, I've been calling you for a while now.
Yeah, and who the hell cares? It's the end of February.
All I know is that we clobbered
you. Who gives a crap about that now?
And you're a
fag. Do you have anything in your life besides that, faggot? We have an open line today. It's 751. Yeah, you're a faggot. Well, how about you, Pally? Want a
what
date?
What a giveaway.
Huh? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Faggot.
Open line of day at 751-9463. I'm getting pretty tired of it. Then turn on something else that's more in tune with your ass, okay? Like tune on Art Linkletter's House Party. It's more in line with your mentality. And he's been dead for 10 years. He isn't dead, is he? Yeah, he is dead, but not too long. How about Art Linkletter? Here's a lady in Hollywood. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. You know, you always talk about ladies not calling. Well, one of the reasons they don't is that they don't have as much freedom in workplace as men. They can't sit on the phone for a long time.
They can't sit on it too long or it becomes obvious.
You got that right.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you, this was a long time ago. I don't call very often. New Year's Day, at the 6 o'clock news on Channel 7, Jim Barry was talking about Neil Rogers and his Panthers. So whether you know it or not, you must own the Panthers.
Yeah.
He was talking about...
I got news for you. What Jim Barry knows about the Panthers or about almost any sport, you could stick up his nostrils and have room for Jazz McKay left over with. I'm telling you.
Okay, one other thing. Getting back to JRS Stadium and their smoking ban.
Yeah.
They put the smoking ban on after they sold the season tickets.
Also, yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
Which is a way of, like, if they already got your money, they're not going to give it back, and then they say, by the way, you're screwed.
They sold, see, in order to get opening day tickets, you had to buy a 3-day package.
Yeah.
And there are no refunds. So if you smoke, you're out.
Right.
Okay, one last request. You always promise, but you never do, to bring back some Bill Calder material.
Okay.
Promise?
I got tons of it in my closet, and I'm going to dig it out.
Promise.
Now that we're on our new deal.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, bud.
Have a great day. Open line in Broward, 524, one on the green line, 1-800-944-9463. When are those Tampa numbers? Oh, here they are. They just came in. Ron and Ron, 27 share.
Oh!
Neil Rogers, 26 share.
Oh!
Bob Lasseter, 32 share.
Oh!
Randy Rhodes, 45 share.
Oh!
Just made them up. Why don't we just make them up and pretend that we know what we're talking about? What is that? It's for me? Yeah, but how about the numbers from Tampa? That's what we want. They're not in yet. I thought he said about 1 o'clock, which means if we don't have by 1:30, we're going to raise some serious hell over there with SUN. What is this? Oh, get out of here with this crap. These people, if you could see, do you see how long this is? If you could see the time that people waste with with riddles and funny, and it like pages and paragraphs, and find something to do. Seriously, go out and clean some garbage off the streets. Go get some Rinso and a pail and clean up the sidewalks. Do something constructive. Anything. Go get a shovel and clean up some dog crap from the neighborhood. Just anything useful and constructive. God, it's just amazing. Boy, that thing is loud today, huh? I love it. How come you never, you know, the guy on a motorcycle in this video, who I happen to be very fond of, how come you never see almost guys like that? Anytime you see, and by the way, once or twice in my life I've seen a brother on a motorcycle. You don't see black people on motorcycles. Why is that? Huh? They're less expensive than cars, so don't give me, like, poverty. Why is it that black folks, I've seen a few, not very many. And you very rarely see anybody who looks human, who looks like really good. Generally, they look kind of like Jazz's crowd. Oh, I'm sorry, but seriously, that's generally what they look like. Pretty smarmy on the bikes. Here's Miami. Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Smarm.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Maybe they actually look good in the beginning, but just after being out there on the bikes long enough and exposing their bodies to all the elements, they just start eroding away.
I think that's what it is. They get beaten up by the wind.
That must be it.
And all the rain pellets and whatnot.
Wind damage.
Severe.
Yeah.
So how are you today, Neil?
I'm great.
Good. You know, you sounded fantastic this morning in the 9 to 10 hour.
I did.
Caught a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And the show, too.
Uh-huh.
Real good.
Yeah.
You should do that every... Oh, sorry, I won't say that.
Yeah, cute. Very funny.
Yeah, well, I was trying. I wanted to call and thank you very much. I received my Sports Illustrated over, I think it was 2 weekends ago. Haven't had a chance to call you and thank you.
Well, you've probably been busy, yeah.
Well, I've been real busy.
Uh-huh.
Working.
Yeah, working it, yeah.
Working it. Well, here, you want to hear it? Isn't that nice?
Beautiful.
Yeah, well.
It's a beautiful thing.
You put up with yours and I put up with mine.
Oh.
Weekend.
Well, you're welcome and have a great life, pal.
Thank you. You too, Neil.
See ya.
Bye.
And happy Purim, man. We have an open line today at 751 and one in Broward, 524-GOYIM. It's 1248 at WIOD, WSUN.
So what can we tell you about traffic that you don't already know? We can tell you plenty. And we do it every day.
Still a few accidents being handled by police officials in Dade County. One of those on 95 North.
And in Broward, we have an accident involving a pedestrian at Fort Lauderdale.
Skywatch 610 traffic, only on South Florida's news, talk, and entertainment station. News Talk Radio 610, WIOD.